The University of Kentucky Markey Cancer Center is transforming lung cancer care with a new approach that eliminates the wait between diagnosis and treatment. Using robotic technology, Markey thoracic surgeons can now diagnose and remove early-stage lung cancers in a single day. Dr. Sherry Meyerson, surgical oncologist and the chief of UK Thoracic Surgery Section, explains the impact.
We know that early-stage lung cancers, if we take them out, we can cure people, and we can cure the vast majority of people. So if we catch a small lung cancer early on, there may be up to a 90% chance of that being cured and never come back. The longer we wait, the more likely it is to get bigger or to spread.
The same-day approach uses two intuitive surgical robots, the Ion system for biopsies and the Da Vinci robot for tumor removal. After patients undergo a biopsy underneath anesthesia, pathologists analyze the tissue within minutes. If cancer is confirmed, surgeons remove the tumor while the patient remains asleep, collapsing what used to take weeks into a single procedure.
So if they say, no, this isn't cancer, this is an infection, great, you wake up, we don't have to worry about it. If they say, yes, it's a cancer, then we flip over to the other robot. So now we can do the surgery that they would need to take it out of there while they're still asleep.
Meyerson says screening is critical. Adults ages 50 to 80 with significant smoking histories qualify for lung cancer screenings. A simple CT scan can detect tumors before symptoms appear. Early detection combined with an immediate treatment offers patients the best chance of survival.
One of the big things for the folks of Kentucky, we have so much lung cancer here that everyone knows someone who's had it, whether it's a grandma, a neighbor, a teacher from school, and everyone has seen someone die of lung cancer. But that isn't the way it has to be. So if we can get people to get the screening, we can catch them early, we can diagnose them quickly and take them out, lung cancer is survivable. And that's one of the key messages we want to get out there.
For UK at the Half, I'm Ben Branscombe.